You know, it's a shame that, you know, we have Givens in here filling in for Michael today, and it's a shame we can't get anybody as a guest that he likes. Well, look at the two of you over here. What a reunion I just saw as Deion Branch joins us.
Man, it's good, man. That's my guy. That's what I came in with.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And I was just telling him, man, I wish he was out there with us.
He could play a little bit,
I know he can. That's my guy. Man. That's my guy there.
I wish I could, guys. I mean, obviously my knee, about a third of my knee is fake right now and artificial bone. And, you know, I'm going through a lot right now. And if I could, I would. You know, it was probably up until about, you know, about three or four months ago where I really found out that I couldn't play again. You know, so.
It's crazy.
It's been tough, but, you know, it's about learning, you know, and bouncing back and, you know, doing bigger and better things, man. So. Yeah. It's been a tough process, but at the same time, I'm having the most unbelievable joy watching you, watching Tom, all the guys that taught me,
yes sir,
you know, almost everything that I've, you know, learned once I got to the league. So
man, I appreciate it, man.
It's nice. I mean, it's good to see. You know, there was a point where Deion and I have been keeping in touch over the last few weeks, and you know, I send text messages out every now and then for motivation, and you know, it's been hard for me to send those texts.
Exactly.
You know, to be honest with you, I didn't want to really tell you or say it, but I cry when I send those to you.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, no, you told me.
And it's tough, though. You know what I'm saying? But
it's crazy.
It's because, you know, I have such an emotional attachment. And I've learned so much from these guys that it's really hard to accept that I can't do it anymore.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
But,
hey, man, it's a blessing. You know, very thankful to just know this guy. You know, besides the teammate part, I think, like I said, we came in together. We shared a lot of things together. We grew together in the first 4 years. And I truly, it's a blessing just to be a part of that and just to have those 4 years with you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. It's,
yes, sir.
But so I see you out there getting healthier and healthier every week, man. Looking better and better.
Man, I'm just trying to, hey, whatever I can do to help the team.
Oh, yeah.
You know me. Ain't nothing changed.
Yep.
You know, we still, everything's still the same with us.
All right, now tell me the truth, okay? There's only the three of us here.
Right.
There's nobody else listening, just the three of us. I don't want any, none of this ducking and bobbing and weaving and stuff.
Right.
Bill yell at you and Tom for the 59-yard touchdown pass?
No.
It's okay to change
the
play.
He didn't yell because we made it. I think we hit it, and it was good. You know, I think we took advantage of the opportunity. We hit it. You know, and I had we messed it up, then, yeah.
We
would have deserved to get that.
Now, when you guys are in the huddle,
mm-hmm.
and the play call is to take a knee, and we'll go to the locker room and all that stuff, and Tom changes it, did you know the minute you stood at the line of scrimmage that the play was going to work? Did you know exactly
what was going to
happen?
Yeah, we never huddled, though. It was so weird. We never got to the huddle. It was almost like you looking at the clock and it's running down. It's 18, 17, 16, 15, and I'm looking like, Tom, hey, yeah, just run it out. And I'm pretty sure I got the word that Coach O'Brien was telling them, yeah, run the clock out, Tom. And then, you know, we had been conversating throughout the game, the first half, about what the DBs were doing to us and what they was trying to do. So I think at one point, you know, Tom and I said, hey, we're going to take a shot if we get the opportunity. And I think that was it. And the fact that Tom looked out, he said, no, run this.
Did Tom give you the look? Or did he actually tell you? He actually told you, or did he give you the look?
Hey, he gave me the look and the
okay.
He gave me the look like, hey, I'm going to throw you the ball.
Okay, you can't give away everything now. You can't give away
everything. Yeah, exactly. Because
okay. I know the signals now.
You know the signals. You're right. I think he gave me both. I mean, it was more so like, hey, run this play. Let's try this. You know.
I asked David this question earlier because he's been in game conditions like this.
Yes, sir.
Tell me why guys like you and Wes and David, when he was playing here, you can keep your feet under you. You can make your cuts. You can run your routes. You can do all the stuff. And other people playing in the same conditions can't do the same stuff.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that I think this bubble that Mr. Kraft had built outside.
That you never get to
practice.
We
don't use it. You know, the place that we all be looking to the side when the wind is blowing hard and there's snow everywhere. And Coach Belichick is looking over at us like, why are you all looking? Let's keep going and practice. We're going to stay outside. I think he puts us in these elements because it's going to happen here. We know it's going to happen. We got to play in it. So we must practice in it. And you know, that just tips off to Coach Belichick. This guy, you know, he's never letting up on us. You know, never letting us think that, hey, we can get a little complacent with anything. We got to play in this tight weather, so we got to practice in it.
Yep.
You were talking earlier today about how he looks different to you.
Mm-hmm. Kind of, yeah.
Tell Dion what you were saying to me. And
yeah, kind of off of what I kind of skipped the subject a second ago when we were talking about the knee, but kind of what I was saying there, mm-hmm. From watching you play over the last few mm-hmm. weeks, you know, obviously you had a hamstring issue, you know, a few weeks ago, but ever since the hamstring issue, I've noticed mm-hmm. that it looks like you've picked up your speed a little bit. You know, you're more crisp on your routes. Mm-hmm. You got your feet up under you a little bit better.
Exactly.
You know, we were just basically talking about Chris Carter and different people who, the naysayers who, mm-hmm. You know, have been talking trash about certain things and not even taking in consideration certain injuries, how they happen to everyone and everything. But, you know, I just basically was saying that you look like Dion Branch of old. You know what I'm saying? Dion of 2003, 2004.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, sir.
You know, I know you feel the same,
right?
Obviously, but
exactly.
It's you look good, man. So.
Man, I'm trying, man. I think the biggest thing is that you know, when guys are playing, guys gonna have knacks and little minor things bother them. I think right now everybody on the field, something is bothering them. You know, I think so far this year I've been blessed. I had the hamstring thing that probably lingered about 2 weeks. It was in good form in the Minnesota game. I would say that, and then I'll say the Cleveland game, it got a whole lot better. And then after that, everything's been pretty smooth. But, you know, everybody's hurting. You know, there's not one single guy on the football field who's not hurting. So I don't have no excuses to try to sit down.
I heard Tom was asked this question this morning, and I'm always curious about this stuff. And we're talking to Dion Branch, and David Givens obviously is filling in today as well. But I'm always curious about this. When Tom goes back and he's getting ready to throw the ball, and he throws the ball to you,
mm-hmm.
I wonder how many other guys are open. I mean, how many other guys could he choose from if he wanted to? And you probably don't know that until you see the film.
Yeah, you don't know it until you see the film. You don't know it. But we trust who he's throwing the ball to. And I think that's the biggest thing. We know that he's going to the guy that he thinks on that one play give us the best opportunity to make something happen. Whether it be me, Wes, Grump, Crumpler, Wilt, you know, who is Tate, we call him Wilt.
Wilt?
Yeah,
why?
Wilt.
What do you call him?
Oh, wait, they call him Wilt. You know what I'm saying? You got to ask Coach O'Shea that, the receiver coach.
Okay.
You know, him and Randy Moss came up with his name. But they got me calling the man Wilt. But, yeah, Tate, I think there's a bunch of time we watch the film, and even when we come to the sideline, even if he complete the ball, he's like, hey, Wes, that was a good play. Then he looked to me like, hey, did I have you? Because, see, now he's going through the process in his head that, hey, if I come back to this play, if I don't have Wes here, then I may just dump it off to Dion. You know, I'm trusting that he's going to be there the next time for me again.
Well, this, you know, something else that goes into it that I remember is a lot of times coverage dictates who gets the ball to, you know. So, you know, it can be zone coverage. And something I noticed, you know, last night, there's always going to be two or three guys open.
Always.
Okay. But Tom being the quarterback, he's the eye, he's the brain. Okay. Tom's making the decision. So, if it's zone coverage, and it may feel like you're open, but that guy over there may be more open than this guy to the right of you. Okay, so Tom is the man who makes the decisions. And for the most part, I mean, the guys, the way Tom is spreading the ball out to all the different options and weapons, it's definitely working. And, I mean, actions speak louder than words. You can see exactly what the philosophy is, and you see how it's working.
Yeah. You know what I don't see? And you see it if you watch football games every week. You see it happen all the time, but I don't see it here. I don't see they'll have an ISO shot of you, and you'll be running a pattern. And at the end of the pattern, you'll, like, put your arms up in the air, like, come on, didn't you see?
Right.
I never see a Patriot receiver do that.
Right. There's no need for that. I think you're going to go through a game. Everybody's going to touch the ball. It's just all about what you're going to do when you get the ball in your hands. Tom is going to make sure you get the ball every game. There's not a game that he's not sitting down thinking, okay, I need to get Tate the ball here, or I need to get West the ball here. We just got to go out and do our job.
Which, by the way, is what I think he was feeling at times when Randy Moss was here.
Right.
I got to get Randy the ball here. I really think, whether it was in the back of his mind or subconsciously or whatever, where I think he's back to, if you're open, I'm going to find you.
Right. Well, I wouldn't say it's he don't have a guy to – situation in his head, I'm going to throw this guy the ball.
Right.
It's not that I got it. These guys here work hard during the week of practice. They deserve to get a ball. You know, and that's the type of guy he is. That's the type of quarterback he is. We go through certain plays and practice and everything. He expect us to be in certain places. If we're not there in practice, don't expect to get the ball in the game. You know, that's how it should be. So when he draw these – well, when coach draw the plays up in practice and Tom say, hey, be here, please be there if you want the ball. if you don't want it, then don't go there. And I think all the guys that we have in that, on all the skill guys, we all, every play, everybody want the ball. But that's not football. That's not football.
That's not team.
Exactly.
That's not championship winning football.
That's not football.
And you have to, I mean, you understand that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, obviously, there's a lot of, you know, players in this league that don't exactly understand
right.
that.
Don't understand that.
Yeah, and that's something, for the last, you know, 2-3 years, I've been explaining to people, Patriot football is sacrificing certain things,
exactly.
you know, putting the team ahead of yourself.
To achieve the goal.
To achieve the goal. And the main goal is winning a Super Bowl. And that's where, you know, when we were growing up, we got too confused at times watching receivers catching 105
right.
balls a year, 110 balls a year, thinking that we were going to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and in reality, those receivers weren't winning championships.
Right, but they didn't even probably make the playoffs.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
What is it doing for your team?
I'm not going to say any names, but
yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean?
There's it
certain
is what it
guys
is.
That, you know.
Yes, sir.
That's how it went.
There was a great Russian hockey coach who right. once said, a good pass comes not from the hands, but from the heart.
Right.
And if you think about it for a minute, Tom's got to want you to have the ball.
Yeah.
He's got to want David to have the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to want West to have the ball.
Exactly.
And it's got to come from the heart.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And he's got to believe in the play completely. He's got to believe in the guy on the receiving end of the play
exactly.
completely. And if you've got that relationship, magical stuff can
yes,
happen.
Sir. I mean, it just rolls back to what I was saying. Hey, I'm going to throw this guy the ball on this play. I'm going to throw it here on this guy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw it to Tate on this play. He's that type of guy. That's the type of quarterback you want to play for. I've been saying this for the longest. I wish every receiver had the opportunity to play with him so you can really see what type of quarterback we have.
If he feels confident in you, he will let you know and
right.
you will get the ball.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's this way. I'm sure receivers in New Orleans feel this way about Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
Receivers in Indianapolis feel this way about Peyton
That's
Manning.
True.
I'm sure they do,
mm-hmm.
okay? But I hear it expressed here more than other places,
right.
the way receivers feel about the quarterback.
Right.
And he makes it pretty obvious what he thinks about you guys as well. But
That's why. Because we know how he feels about us.
Exactly.
That's one of the biggest things. We know this guy genuinely cares about us. He wants us to go out. We strive for perfection in practice.
And
he knows what we can do. I need you to do this. Do this right here. Do that. Do that. I'm going to do this for you.
You guys have both seen Brady play at the highest levels. You've played with him when he's
right.
been playing at the highest levels. I'm willing to say, though, that this stretch that he's been on here
mm-hmm.
might be the best I've ever seen him play. In terms of, he's gone 268 passes without an interception.
Right.
You look at the touchdown passes to interceptions ratio. I mean, even in 07, he had a five-game stretch that was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I've ever seen him play better than this.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he continue to play this way.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the main thing. I just hope he continue playing this way, and we all continue to play to help support him, you know, be the supporting cast for him, to continue to go out and work hard and practice and do exactly what he needs us to do so that it can show up in the game.
Yeah, and I was going to say, too, yes, Tom is playing great. I mean, the guys around him are playing great, too, and, you know, each year is completely different, you know.
Right.
So it seems like as far as stats and numbers, yes, Tom's – numbers are greater than ever, but and I'm not discrediting anything, but at the same time, to me, he looks better. You know, like you said, he looks better than what he did in 07, but each year is different, and he does look better, but you can't really carry over from year to year.
Yeah.
I mean,
every year is different.
You have different players now.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally feel that Tom looks a lot more comfortable, you know, after getting guys, you know, under his belt that he feels comfortable with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when you have that going, I mean, you're gonna look pretty good
right.
out there.
Yeah.
It was great to have you in here and join us. I'm
yes,
glad
sir.
You guys got to say hi to each other.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we still speak.
He's
now.
Been looking forward to
What's
seeing you all morning.
Yeah.
Well, I will say this. He did take a shot at you earlier.
Right, right.
He did say, what, Dion's in the weight room? I was in the weight room at 6:30 this morning.
Yeah, you know, I know. I got in a little late, D. Man, I rolled out. The alarm clock went off at 9. I was like, no.
I did point out to him, he didn't play a game
exactly.
in Chicago last
yeah.
night.
I was just joking around.
Oh, but look, he was telling the truth.
Oh, no.
My guy
no,
was a demon in that weight room.
Hold on.
No, he was a demon in that weight room.
Oh, I was a demon. Dion was a demon, too, now. I was joking around, you know, because I know he played yesterday. But at the same time, Deion, he's always been one of those guys that, you know, on the day off comes up early. And I mean, man. Today's not even your day off, huh?
Yeah, not even.
Yeah, today's.
Yeah, we got all kind of stuff going on in the minute.
You
got
to work and stuff.
Yeah, we still got to work. We got three big games.
What we said about David Givens when we saw him a week or so ago? He is all swolled up.
No,
I mean, look at
the
man's arms.
This
look
is why
at
I
that,
told
huh?
him, like, man, what are you doing?
I told you guys, I've been going so hard with the expectations of getting back out
here. Yes, sir.
You know, I'll be honest. I don't even think I said this before. About a year and a half ago, I came out to Boston with intentions on coming back to the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was the reason I came out here.
Right.
I was rehabbing with Dan Dyer, one of the physicians out here. And, you know, he helped me out a great deal. And, you know, obviously through the rehab process and finding out some more information, you know, it's not possible for me to come back. But that was the main reason why I came out here. You know, I could have went back to Houston. I could have went anywhere I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to Arizona for a little while, you know, and then I came back here with the intentions on playing ball, you know?
Sir.
And, you know, unfortunately, it's not going to work out or whatever, but, you know.
You got a lot of friends around here, though.
Oh, yeah.
A lot
of
friends.
You're back here. You got a lot of friends.
See my guys
the support
here.
Still here, man. Exactly. It's different when you win championship.
Yes.
The bond that you have, I think those friendships last forever.
Right. Absolutely.
Yes,
great
sir.
To see you again.
Hey, thank you all.
Deion Branch joining us on a Patriots Monday, Sports Radio WEEI.